Alright, Bevan Busburn starting in about 1 minute. Black man and woman, Satan is attacking every nation. You could have been a black man. Say warriors now put down them spiritual weapon. Babylon is isolates. Alright, we're going. This is Reverend Brookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Save Medicaid. We do not have Lady Simone here on the anniversary of the first wedding ever done on The Reverend Is In because she could not make it, but she promises a future appearance. And there was an alternative show planned, but that also will wait for a future occasion because something came up this week that we'll talk about later. The wingnuts in Congress are now talking about drastically fucking over the people who are dependent on Medicaid. And so tonight the theme will be Save Medicaid. The music will only partially reflect the theme because I already had a whole lot of tunes pulled out for tonight's show. And when we talk, we'll be talking about what they're up to in terms of fucking over the neediest people in America, the people who depend on Medicaid for basic health care. Going to start off with a good clergy tune by Corporate Avenger, and this is entitled "The Bible Is Bullshit."
The Bible The working class and the employing class have nothing in common.
There can be no peace so long as hunger and want are found among millions of the working people, and the few
who make up the employing class have all the good things in life. Between these two classes, a struggle must go on
until the workers of the world organize as a class, take possession of the means of production,
abolish the wage system, and live in harmony with the earth.
Mothers wave and weep.
Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid. The price is paid. One more parade.
So young, so strong, so ready for the war. So willing to go and die upon a foreign shore. All march together, everybody looks the same.
So there is no one you can blame. Don't be ashamed. Light the flame. One more parade!
Listen for the sound and listen for the noise. Listen for the thunder of the marching boys. Few years ago their guns were only toys.
Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid. The price is paid. One more parade!
Medals on their coats and guns in their hands, trained to kill as they're trained to stand. 10,000 years need only one command.
Here comes the big parade. Don't be afraid. The price is paid. One more parade.
so young, so strong, so ready for the war. So willing to go and die upon a foreign shore. All march together, everybody looks the same. So there is no one you can blame. Don't be ashamed. Light the flame. One more parade.
Heart stares on faces so proud. Kisses from the girls and cheers from the crowd. The widows from the last war crying through their shrouds. Here comes the big parade.
Don't be afraid. The price is paid. Don't be ashamed. War's a game. The world in flames. So start the parade.
We'll be right back. And what is it taking for love?
Yes, I've been a one to free your mind.
Onward, Christian! You heard Propagandhi doing Ego Fum Papa, I Am the Pope. Also from Propagandhi, Ladies Night in Loserville, and Ordinary People Do Fucked Up Things When Fucked Up Things Become Ordinary. Before Propagandhi, we heard Corrosion of Conformity doing Loss for Words, two tracks from Banks of Marble. We Have Fed You All for 1,000 Years and One More Parade, and started off with Corporate Avenger doing The Bible Is Bullshit. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights 7 to 9 and Wednesday mornings 6 to 8. Also East Coast Time USA, The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., also East Coast Time USA, and repeat broadcasted oh so appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And speaking of weddings, Lady Simone, no relation to Christian stalker psychopaths of a possible similar name, was unable to come tonight, as in be on the show, but promises a future appearance. And Lady Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com is a probable future live guest, but is probably not going through with the wedding because of problems of that nature. However, there is a future wedding on the show anyway, and a possible future baptism. Yes, we are celebrating a Bookburner fetus later tonight. We're going to play them a song, and hopefully we'll do a baptism on the show, Reverend Bookburn style. And that is to come on The Reverend Is In. If you want to write to The Reverend, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at the website sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, another sacred annual holiday tradition, we will do the Palm and Stroke Sunday show. And in 2 weeks, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. It's looking most likely that the April 3rd show in 3 weeks will be canceled. Just one show only, if that happens. And then we will resume on April 10th. And in April, of course, will be another sacred annual tradition, the Reverend Bookburn Birthday Show. And there's people from out of town supposed to come in, and some surprises and things I'm not supposed to know about that are forthcoming. So in April, we'll have the Reverend Bookburn Birthday Show. And a new theme created this week with a little help from Hippie John and other friends. We are, when the show is fully prepared, we're going to decipher the Da Pinch Me code. Yes, you will hear it here first. The official translation of the Da Pinch Me code. And other future shows include Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional recovery systems such as the higher power models of recovery and alternatives therein. We also talk about misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, golf club addiction, television addiction, etc., and all sorts of other things that are not actual addictions. And that will be the Recovery for Propagandists show, and we'll also have a lot of good tunes and laughs in accordance with that. Other future themes include pubic property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, holy fundamentalists and groupthink freethinkers, and certain strains of women's studies classes. The Pubic Property Show, and so far all ideas sent in will be incorporated into that show. Okay, fighting sickness, so bear with me. And other future themes include Free SpongeBob and the grand opening of the White House corporate brothel and three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, and to address the ultimate mentally ill people on the face of this earth, the ultimate sociopaths, the ultimate cold-blooded killers, the ultimate criminally insane people. We are going to not only address the problem, but we're actually going to attempt to throw out ideas and actually seek to at least plant the seeds to resolve the problem. Yes, we are going to have psychotherapy for the war criminals in the Bush regime. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In, as well as future live guests, including possibly the guests from LieGirls.com, the Sex Workers Art Show, which is supposedly going through Philadelphia this week, but there's still no venue thus far. They're on tour. They're at SexWorkersArtShow.com, and if possible, Annie Oakley will appear on the show from that, as well as Lacera Firefox, author of the forthcoming book, Sexy Witch, and Laura Riskell, the author of the forthcoming book, The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America. And, of course, the future Reverend Bookburn baptism, when the fetus of a bookburner comes into this world that is wanted. So her choice is to have it and possibly have it here. So that is in the future on The Reverend Is In. Tonight, since Lady Simone is not here for the anniversary of her on-the-air wedding, and since we're not doing the alternative to that show tonight, we're going to do Save Medicaid, which is something that it came to the Reverend's attention this week, and actually somebody in the Reverend's professional life as a mild-mannered social worker here in the beautiful Philadelphia area turned me on to in the last couple of days, and that is that the proposed budgets by George W. Numbnuts Bush and the people in Congress is, among all the other insane things that are in that budget, seeking to severely fuck over the people who are dependent on Medicaid for basic health care needs. And the drastic cuts that were proposed by George W. Fuckhead were actually doubled by the Senate Budget Committee, and they're going to decide on it possibly as early as this coming Tuesday. And the only countercurrent to this push towards fucking over the recipients of Medicaid is what's called the Smith Amendment. And the content of that amendment, in brief, is to not make the cuts, but to do an analysis on what the costs are and how the money is spent, which at this time is about as good as it's going to get, because it's either the Smith Amendment at this point or drastic cuts that, if passed in accordance with the Senate Budget Committee's version, would double how deep the cuts go, double the proposed cuts of George W. Numbnuts himself. And information about the Medicaid cuts in detail are at a website called familiesusa.org. And there's also Action Alert link and what people can do. And the good news is that hundreds of national and state and local organizations of every stripe, of many stripes, I should say, have very quickly joined in the efforts to try to save Medicaid. And I want to turn the book burners on to the state of Medicaid, the threat to it that is very real and very immediate, and what people are doing and who are being allies in this specific fight. And the detailed information is at familiesusa.org. And I decided to do the show tonight with the Save Medicaid theme, despite illness and despite the fact that 7 Seconds is playing live tonight and the Reverend is missing it. And somebody's going to have to start telling these bands, especially the incredible classics like 7 Seconds, that when you blow through Philadelphia, do it on a night around the Reverend is in, and then possibly come on the show. And DOA was actually going to try to do that, but we're unable to because of the dates in other cities. But we are here, and we are here with the emphasis to save Medicaid, as well as covering other news tonight and playing a whole lot of tunes. Tonight's show will end on time, since there are shows on every outlet that broadcast the show, including home base Radio Volta, in which the monthly show Seclusiases Radio will come on promptly at 11 o'clock East Coast Time USA. So we will end on time, so I'll try to get in as many tunes as possible, and we'll review the theme, cover other news, and let's see, some great readings and some classic stuff that is on the net. And let's see, we have a couple of birthdays. Happy birthday again to last week's guest, Hippie John. And it was a great visit while he was in town. He stayed with the Reverend. It was a great week. And we say happy birthday once again to Hippie John. Happy birthday to Paul Kantner, founding member of Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship. The Reverend had the pleasure of meeting him a handful of times, mostly at shows. And I'm not sure how old he is. I think he's 64 now. And happy birthday to him. And that was a great concert that they did last month when they were in the Philadelphia area. And of course, this Friday you want to party, because it's not Good Friday, but it is Great Fucking Friday. So get ready for the GFF party, and happy Great Fucking Friday this coming Friday. And if you want to read a good humor piece on St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up, check out landoverbaptist.org. At landoverbaptist.org, there's a link to good St. Patrick's Day humor, and a good article on the decaying king of all pedophiles, the Pope, entitled King of the Mary Worshippers Thumbs His Nose at God and Refuses to Die. Let's see, some other goodies from the internet. BettyBowers.com. The male prostitution press pass in honor of the latest addition to the George W. Numbnuts Bush press corps. And draft young Republicans. At WhiteHouse.org, a good piece on Social Security and abstinence-only education, and a piece about Italy. And hello, book burners in Italy. And there is a party tonight, by the way. Although by now it's like in the middle of the night, but I heard it's still going. And let's see. Check out liegirls.com, and you can see their ad. And you can contact them and encourage them to come on the show. They're not that far. They're on the East Coast, and we're trying to get them on the air. Marijuana Logs is in Philadelphia. It's on tour now, and released from incarceration is Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame. And Tommy Chong was imprisoned due to a real bullshit paraphernalia charge for making glass bongs. And he's out now, and he's a part of the Marijuana Logs tour, which is Friday night on Good Fucking Friday. I mean, Great Fucking Friday. And it's just outside Philadelphia in Glenside at the Keswick Theater, the Marijuana Logs show, as it appears in Philadelphia. And that's enough plugging for the time being. Again, please check out familiesusa.org to check out the Save Medicaid information. And speaking of Marijuana Logs, mentioned a minute ago, we're going to give you a little foreplay to this Great Fucking Friday's performance in the Philadelphia area of Marijuana Logs. And for those outside the area, it is, if you are in North America, probably coming reasonably close to where you are, since it's a national tour. And we're going to play a few tracks from the Marijuana Logs CD. And, of course, one can never get tired of this. And we're going to start off with a track entitled Alleged Side Effects.
In researching our favorite drug, we discovered that there is a species out there known as the non-pot smoker. I know. I was like, really? Whatever. Now, we discovered that many of these non-pot smokers, or NPSers, if you will, don't partake because they fear marijuana's alleged side effects. Okay, key word there, side effects. Short-term memory loss, low sperm count, the third thingy, listen. What is so great about remembering stuff? I can't think of a thing. I mean, if it's such a great memory, wouldn't it be a long-termer? You know? Like the time I had sex, boom, keeper. And low sperm count, come on, that is just a dastardly falsehood. There aren't any less sperm. They're just running a little late. The little guys are high, you know, they're not that motivated. They're down the balls, hanging out. I don't know, maybe playing hacky sack.
I mistakenly left a baggie of pot in my jacket one time when I dropped it off at the dry cleaners, and I had to think long and hard about whether or not I wanted to go back in there and claim that jacket. But it was really good weed, so I decided to go for it. I marched into that dry cleaners, and I handed the guy behind the counter my receipt, and he pressed that button that makes the big clothes carousel go around, and I could see riding through the store my jacket with the pot pinned to the lapel. It was like my jacket was going to a pot prom. I was so proud. Here's my impression of every ticket holder to the pot prom. Dude, the pot prom was yesterday.
Hemp fiber has many uses, like to make rope and ugly clothes. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for hippies making stuff out of the unsmokable parts. But let's face it, you guys. Hippies tend to make shit for other hippies. I mean, I have yet to need a garment that combines the hip look of tie-dye with all the softness of a fucking onion bag. However, I do think it's fantastic that my drug of choice can be worn. You know, you could wear weed. I think that's cool. You know, you can't say that about the other drugs. Let's face it, ecstasy pants don't really exist. That's just my nickname.
I would maybe own hemp clothing, but I know what I'm like when I come home drunk and I'm out of weed. I would smoke my wardrobe. Just like a little bit at first, you know, and I would try to be sneaky about it. But my friends would notice. They'd be like, Arj, didn't that shirt used to have two sleeves? Yeah, and a hood. Soon it would be a tank top. Then a week later, it'd be like a tank top, half shirt. Then a fucking man bra. Scarf, handkerchief, and finally just an eye patch. I'd be like a pot pirate. Be like, unhand the veggie booty. John Madden NFL for all me mates. Bring on the Xbox. Chips Ahoy.
To prepare for this show, we asked people questions about marijuana. Hey, questions like, do you have any? And if so, when are you going to bust that shit out? Here are some of the answers we got to the question, if marijuana could talk, what would it say?
Everybody claims that they have the best weed. And I tend to agree. My friend gave me a joint, and she's like, Arj, you smoke this shit, you're gonna feel like doing something. And I was like, what? I always feel like doing something after I smoke weed, worrying needlessly, and then going to sleep. She's like, no, Arj, I mean really doing something. And I gotta admit, I smoked it, and immediately I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna clean the bathroom. And I had the motivation, but what I lacked was the focus necessary to do a decent job. So then I grabbed the little green can, and I sprinkled the white powder, 1 inch thick, on every surface. And then I spent the next 2 hours scrubbing down the entire bathroom with Parmesan cheese. And then the housekeeper walked in, and she said, what the fuck are you doing? This is a hotel! I'm trying to help out. Why do you keep Parmesan cheese under the sink, where the comet ought to be? Because, sir, this is an Italian dairy product themed hotel. Oh, yeah? Well, that's a pretty dumb excuse. Is it the best story you could come up with? Well, sir, I don't write this shit. You do. Okay. Well, that's just about enough out of you, imaginary lady. I created you with my mind.
and I can destroy you thus. What? Oh, no. No, no. I don't have a God complex. I am God. So you better get your ass in your magic cradle right now. Get in the cradle. Get. Put the blankie up. Go 99. Go 99. You go 99 right now. 99.
Anyway, it was pretty good weed.
I haven't.
Okay, now it's time for the song for the fetus. This is a wanted fetus, so we're celebrating it coming, hopefully, to completion, to birth, since it is wanted, and it is wanted by a book burner, and we will out her and the little one when they are ready, and hopefully do a live baptism on this show. After birth. I'm not sure when that is, but this is a song for the mom-to-be and the fetus, whichever gender it is. The song is by Paul Kantner, and the first release of his in the name of Jefferson Starship, and it was before Jefferson Airplane actually disbanded, but it was like a solo recording with members of the Airplane, the Dead, Crosby and Nash, David Freiberg from Quicksilver, and a handful of other people. And the release is entitled Blows Against the Empire from 1970, and this track is entitled A Child Is Coming.
Last electric Sunday morning, waiting in the park for dawn. Listening to all the animals in the park and in the city beyond. Flashing with my lady, sky going back to moon. She said, I got a surprise for you, a child is coming. Of his hand for the files in their numbers game. I don't want his chances for freedom ever be that slim. Let's not tell him about him. A child is coming.
sight of the men of Judah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, it gives me a great pleasure to introduce you to
Capital Radio.
Thinking about a suicide, I know, but what would it prove? Just cause I'm not gonna run and hide, just because I can't decide and I don't know what to do when I see you.
Power!
wanna go to college, don't wanna get a job, wanna sit around the house and act like a slob. Don't wanna be evil, I wanna be bad. I wanna go home and start making mad. Wanna go wild.
We clean up, we suck.
Sweep now with all the filth behind me.
Left it all that shot to me.
Left to find my way.
You heard a couple of tracks from the Capital Radio series, which is one of the CDs they're selling that helps the National Helpline, which is 24/7 assistance for suicidality or depression. The National Helpline is 1-800-SUICIDE. And is for free from the Capitol Records, or from the Capitol Radio release. You heard the Showcase Showdown doing Girl Power. Oblivion did Bob and Weave. UK Subs did Rebel Radio. And then before that, the Capitol Radio intro. Before those tracks, from Paul Kantner and Jefferson Starship, A Child Is Coming, and that is to the Bookburner Fetus. And before that, the Sex Slaves did 2 a.m. and started off with three tracks from the Marijuana Logs CD, Alleged Side Effects, Hemp Clothing, and Best Weed Ever. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Save Medicaid. And we are doing that by spreading awareness about what is happening, encouraging resistance. There is large-scale instant resistance to this new crisis, and a lot of the information is at a site a lot of people in social work and professional circles go to, called familiesusa.org. And if the version of the bill that makes cuts in Medicaid goes through as written by the Senate Budget Committee, the cuts will be twice as deep as those proposed by George W. Fuckhead Bush. So we are encouraging people to go to familiesusa.org or alternate resources on the subject, and there's very likely going to be some actions this coming week as well. Okay, I want to cover some of the funnier things that are on the internet this week. At New York Press, which is a publication, it's also online, nypress.com. And Paul Krasner, a friend of the Reverend, a great writer since the 60s, turned me on to this when he started writing a column for them in a very recent issue of New York Press. The cover story was... the 52 funniest things about the upcoming death of the Pope by Matt Taibbi. And it's one or two issues ago, but it's accessible in the archives link at nypress.com. And then in the issue that came out last week were all these hostile letters, so one of which was especially funny. And I noticed on the letters page that they also run letters in response to letters or older articles. So there'll probably be something in the forthcoming issue as well on the subject. All of it is at nypress.com. And it's from issue 9 or 10 from volume 18, the week of March 9th. The 52 funniest things about the upcoming death of the Pope. Reason 52, I'm not going to read all of them. Number 52 was Pope pisses himself just before the end, gets all over nurse. I could have written a better one, but I still like reading this and seeing that hilarious picture. Upon death, Pope's face frozen in sickening smile, eyes wide open, and teeth exposed like a baboon. 46, beetles eating Pope's dead brains. 45, Pope departs Earth at a time when Hitch is top grossing movie in the world. Gurgling sound during embalming process, real fluids in dead Pope's body sucked out into jars. And lastly, we'll read 43, which is POV dead Pope. Last glimpse of overcast Italian sky as coffin lid closes for the last time. That's from the 52 funniest things about the upcoming death of the Pope, which will be at findable at New York Press, nypress.com. Very funny. And from FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, FAIR.org, an excellent article. It's the cover story of their magazine called Extra, The Emperor's New Hump. The New York Times killed a story that could have changed the election because it could have changed the election by David Lindorf, and has a picture of the big hump and President Numbnuts' back during the debates. And that is at FAIR.org. Okay. And at PhiladelphiaWeekly.com, letters in response to the article that Everlasting Godstopper alerted us about funding for faith-based social services. And there's a good letter blasting the faith-based initiative. And in Philadelphia, it's a problem because of assholes like Mayor John Street and some of his asshole friends like Reverend Lusk and similar criminals. Another highlight from the web is at counterpunch.org, and Ward Churchill, if you're not familiar with him, he made a statement about September 11th in which it was widely interpreted, and it's used as an excuse to attack him as well as attack free speech by a lot of right-wing writers. You could check out Ward Churchill's defense of what he said in an article called Conning the Public, Who's the Terrorist? By Ward Churchill. That's at counterpunch.org. And if you want to check out his books or CDs and hear what he has to say for himself instead of reading what some asshole writes about him, you could check that out at Jello Biafra's site, AlternativeTentacles.com, because they carry his books. And hilarious cartoons by Ted Rall, R-A-L-L, at Rall.com. The March 3rd cartoon on the BTK killer and why people like Gonzalez and Negroponte consider him to be an amateur. And the March 10th cartoon about security checkpoints. Ted Rall, RALL.com, or U, just the letter U, ucomics.com. All right. Actually, there's a million Ted Rall comics that are worth mentioning, but that will have to wait. And again, please check out familiesusa.org about Medicaid. The time is flying faster than I can stand it, so let's just cover the essentials and get back to the music. There's an article worth checking out at Alternet also, alternet.org, free speech impediment, and that's from the media culture section of alternet.org. Free speech impediment, a show that was supposed to deal with free speech and censorship, was itself subjected to censorship and the elimination of any mention of Fox News, alias Bush Buttlickers, with apologies to people who really are into buttlicking, and O'Reilly and similar skanks, and a hilarious cartoon, hilarious animation at jibjab.com, a dancing drug and a singing drug with a face lampooning the television ads by the pharmaceutical industry, and the song is entitled The Drugs I Need, and to see the singing drug, you can go to jibjab.com. All right, sick of plugging. Let's see, one last plug. In addition to St. Patrick's Day, which you can celebrate at landoverbaptist.org, and Great Fucking Friday, which you could celebrate by seeing the marijuana logs, it's the second anniversary of the war for oil, the war for lies, and to acknowledge the second anniversary of the war, you can spread this link around, which is a fairly new discovery on the show and is a great resource and a good link to send around to a lot of other people. Al Off Air, ALOFFAIR, aloffair.com. And, oh, if you are a high-tech prankster or somebody who's very technologically savvy and you want to visit the website of the Al-Qaeda clones, the violent assholes of the anti-abortion movement who have been viciously stepping up their harassment of women and staff and doctors and escorts at Philadelphia area women's clinics, you can go to columbusbaptistchurch.org. And high-tech pranksters, make note, columbusbaptistchurch.org. All right, sick of plugging. Although I'll say it again, Medicaid information at familiesusa.org. Let's play a song by the band that the Reverend is missing to do tonight's show. A band that has been around for approximately 25 years from Reno, Nevada. From their Walk Together, Rock Together release. Let's play a track by 7 Seconds. This is entitled 99 Red Balloons. Shot
by a bag of balloons. With the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Yeah.
We like it!
And now it is time to play the theme song for faith-based social services organizations. As you know, this flies in the face of the constitutional separation of church and state, as detailed at the Americans United for the Separation of Church and State website, AU.org, or the Delaware Valley version, DVAU.org. But since they insist on funding faith-based social services organizations, then there is no reason to deny funding for the extremely eligible social services providers entitled SSS, which stands for Satanic Social Services. And this is their theme song by Merciful Fate from their Melissa release. This track is entitled Into the Coven. Play. Thank you.
China ain't never giving back that goddamn plane. Must got this old nation trained on some kennel racing. Refrain, the same train, full of cocaine, blows the brain. Have you forgotten? I've been through the first term of rotten. The father, the son, and the holy shit, we all in. Don't look at me, I ain't calling for no assassination. I'm just saying, who voted for that asshole of your nation? Deja Bush, crushed by the head rush when I wrote the bum rush. Saw you salute to the then vice prez who did what Reagan said. And then became prez himself, went for Delph, knee deep in his damn self. Stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral Bush shit. Sorry, ain't no better way of putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free if I fight for y'all and they get me.
Come on!
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a Bush? Son of a Bush is here all up in your zone. You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone, I told y'all when the first Bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust them as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 million party. Come on! He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
The son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Now here's the pitch. High and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a Bush? Repeat, ain't that a Bush? Out of nowhere, headed to the hothouse. Killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a Bush, ain't that a son of a Bush? Cats doing bids for the same Bush shit that you did.
The father,
serial killer kid, serial killer kid, go.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
The father, the son. The father, the son. The father, the son, and the holy Bush. The father.
It's the real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a Bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. That shit is wild. That shit is wild. CIA child.
The father.
That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad. Man, man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad
man.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad. Son of a bad man!
I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf. So you better not follow me anymore. And furthermore, don't bother any of my friends in Fairyland anymore, because I'll protect them.
West Memphis, Arkansas. Get
get it on.
Baby.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! But I'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Kate Coleman. Kate Coleman is a freelance writer who was hired to do a hatchet job by a right-wing publisher of the late Judy Barry. K- Kate Coleman's book is well documented to be one of the biggest collection of lies in modern publishing. And it is detailed at Coleman Hoax, ColeManHoax, ColemanHoax.com, and additional information at DissidentVoice.org. To get real information about Judy Barry, go to her webpage, her memorial webpage at Judy, J-U-D-I-B-A-R-I, JudyBarry.org. But first, please check out ColemanHoax.com. Kate Coleman, the liar, is runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that brings us to the special recipients. Asshole of the Week is actually pluralized. It's a group instead of an individual. The Senate Budget Committee of the United States Congress. The Senate Budget Committee are the people who proposed cutting Medicaid twice as deep as the cuts proposed by George W. Moron Bush himself, as covered in tonight's Save Medicaid show. They are people who have expressed utter contempt for people who are not in the privileged class. And it is a pleasure to acknowledge them, the Senate Budget Committee from the United States Congress in Washington, D.C., as the recipients of Asshole of the Week. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Violent Nine did Mooning. The Parasites did Tears on My Pillow. Planet Gong did Opium for the People. Henry Rollins, Chuck D. and Friends did Rise Above. Public Enemy did Son of a Bush. Merciful Fate did Into the Coven. And started off with 7 seconds doing 99 Red Balloons. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Save Medicaid. And if you tuned in late, please check out familiesusa.org for information on the pending Medicaid cuts. And there's a Medicaid action link and an action alert link that is on the front page of familiesusa.org. And again, happy birthday to Hippie John and to Paul Kantner of Jefferson Starship. And this Wednesday, happy St. Patrick's Day at landoverbaptist.org, a great, hilarious humor piece. And Friday in Philadelphia area, the monologues. It's not Good Friday. It's called Great Fucking Friday. And you can celebrate by checking out the marijuana logs. Next week when The Reverend Is In, Palm and Stroke Sunday. And we'll have a lot of great songs for that. In 2 weeks, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And if you're coming back from spring break, welcome back. And if you need information on the morning after pill to prevent pregnancy, go to abortionaccess.org or dial toll-free 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. And that's with the numeral 2, 888-NOT-TOO-LATE. For spring breakers and anybody else who needs morning after and emergency contraception pill information. And please spread that around to everybody, especially young people who are denied such information because of the delusional Taliban-modeled abstinence-only education. Write to the Reverend at Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And you can give feedback, song requests, or to announce that you won the pie to Corporate Scab Dick Kennedy's contest or any other of the contests on this show. We'll play one final song before the next shows begin on each of the outlets that broadcast the show worldwide. the credits, and then we'll play a song by Jello Biafra with the Melvins. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Save Medicaid show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Almost Guest, Lady Simone, Lady Cindy, from wildflowerdesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixanne and Fred, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limp Dick, Malik, Leanne and Tim, the Reverend also thanks, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Matt Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European Bookburners, and hello Italy tonight, the Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Learn, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady and Honey from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from Dr. Susie's Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, all Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI Genevieve, Pie Man from pieman.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey. Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Joe Keithley in DOA from SuddenDeath.com. Mr. Scott and Family. Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Howl Little, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude from The Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Anna Lee, Nicole, Lonnie, The Pro-Choice Lucy Group, Leah, and Andy from The Beloit Pro-Choice and Clinic Defense Group, Raheel, Susie Lick, Julie Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, The Lie Girls from LieGirls.com, Diane Fornbacher and Family and Friends, Silver Nails, Champion Lombard, Caroline Rothstein, and Void Control, Midnight Creeps, The Luscious Demonica, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader and faith-based recipient and fraud perpetrator, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, the Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Bush Lickers Everywhere, Book Burners Everywhere, and to everybody who goes to familiesusa.org or a similar site to join in the emergency effort to try to save Medicaid and in support of the Smith Amendment. The Reverend thanks you. Tune in next week for Palm and Stroke Sunday, not for the people who can only handle the Disney Channel and others approved by a bunch of lame fucks called the FCC. This is from AlternativeTentacles.com. The release is by Jello Biafra with the Melvins. The CD is entitled Never Breathe, What You Can't See. And this track is entitled Yuppie Cadillac. Okay. The show that was going to come on Radio Volta next does not seem to be happening because nobody from that show is here. So we lost to AN listeners. And so we have time for one more treat, and then I'm going to get out of here. Let's see, since I have all kinds of 7 seconds releases here, I'll play you something from their first ever release, 7 seconds, who played in Philadelphia tonight. This is from their very first single in 1982, and we're going to play 2 tracks from that, and then I'm going to get out of here. We're going to hear This Is My Life and Anti-Klan. Here is 7 seconds. Good night.
But this is like a laugh.